has to function as a matir. Now, his definition, as we saw, with respect to Shar Zvachim, was that it doesn't need to necessarily be matir the basar, but even if it's matir, achilas hamizbeach, right? But there has to be something which is kayim. So if the basar is tameh, but let's say the chelev is kayim, that's acceptable. Okay? At least a kezias. So that's where the Gemara is going to begin. So dam must function as a matir. Now, when it comes to Shitas Rabbi Lazar, he doesn't hold that way. He says, of course, dam is a matir, but if you don't have any basar, so you might as well get the kapara. Who remembers what the makor for Shitas Rabbi Lazar is? They're obviously both dealing with the same makor, but it's a question of analysis. But he points to which three words in the pasuk, v'dam zvachacha yishafech, right? Bechol inyan. And it's not taloi on v'habasar tochel. Rabbi Yeshua counters, v'asisa olosecha habasar v'hadam. Okay, anybody remember the middle shita? Just because I really love this topic, as you guys know. So who was the middle shita? You had Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elazar. And the middle shita, Zev?
Rabbi Yossi.
Nimuko imo. Beautiful. So what's Rabbi Yossi shita? He says you should do the zrika, but it's not the same quality of zrika. Dehainu.
It's not matir.
Well, that's a given. But because it's not matir as habasar, what are the three nafkamina? Pigul, mi'ila, and tahar. All right. So the Gemara says, Mukdash emeinu chein. Masis and mani Rabbi Yeshua. The Tani Rabbi Yeshua. Omer kol azvachem shabatora shenishtar mehem kezayas basar. O kezayas chelev zorek es hadam. Kechatzi zayas basar. U kechatzi zayas chelev eno zorek es hadam. So why not? Why not just be mitzarif the chelev and the basar? Let it function as a matir on a kezayas. If Rabbi Yeshua holds independently that dam can be nizrak as long as it's a matir, whether it's achilas mizbeach or achilas adam, so why not be mitzarif them? Clearly he holds that that's enough. So Rashi has an incredible line here. Rashi says, achilas adam v'achilas mizbeach lo mitzarifin. In other words, Rabbi Yeshua holds a remarkable position. Dam must be a matir. It can be a matir, both in terms of achilas adam, a kizayas basar, or it can be a matir in terms of achilas mizbeach, a kizayas chelev. But you can't be mitzari for those two things. Achilas adam and achilas mizbeach are fundamentally distinct. Okay, if that's all we learned tonight, we would say dayenu. Because that's an amazing idea. Dam has to be a matir, but the davar hanitar is not mitzarif. Okay. Uveola, afilu kechatzi zayis basar, uchechatzi zayis chelev zorek es adam, mipnei shekula kalil. Who can explain this none? I don't mean what it's saying, but in the lamdas. I mean, this is precisely reminiscent of a shita that we saw in the Rishonim. This din of achilas adam and achilas mizbeach not being mitzarif is not true when it comes to karbanola. Nachi?
Tosfos.
Excellent, right. The Rashba quoted by Tosfos. I have to fight my Yetzer Hara here, but in terms of Mechan Hashem, not to, you know, reference Nico from last week, who I miss, by the way. That's exactly right. The Rashba, right? The Rashba says, look, you know, like we should be, you know, looking at Karban Ola differently. The Basar isn't any different than the Chelev, or really, it's all Achilas HaMizbeach. And here Rabbi Yeshua will say, yeah, you're right. You know, it should be Mitzarif. That's an amazing idea. It's an echo of the Kashya of Tosos that we saw previously. Okay, so Gemara goes on to say, "Uve mincha afal pi shekula kayemes lo yizrok." So what are we talking about here? Lo yizrok, and we should say lo yikmotz. So the Gemara says, "Mincha mayavite emir of papa minchas nisachem." We're talking about the mincha. So let's say the basar is all tame, the chelev is gone, but you have mincha. Salkadai techamina kivan dekaasya mikoach zevach, kegufe de zevach domi kamash malan. So it's a remarkable havam, you know. So Rashi says, haboi ma zevach, mau de seme ke zevach dam, yevitavi makom zevach, lahach shir es hadam. So maybe this could be defined as a shiur. You don't have any basar left over, you don't have any chelev left over, but maybe the mincha is good enough. The Kamash Malan apparently says, the maskana, the mincha is a davar which is tafel to the korban, but it never really factors in at the same level. That's extremely important. It never can be related to as a shiur, the way that the basar or the chelev could be. So chelev minol, and Rabbi Yochanan mishum Rabbi Shmuel. This is really a sheet of Rabbi Shmuel. Umatav mishum Rabbi Shua ben Chanan. Yeah, Merkra, v'kira chelev the reach nichoach laHashem. Chelev, avol pishen basar, eshkachin chelev yoseres hakaved, what we call the diaphragm, ushtei chalayos minol. So how do we know that those two, right? That even if the basar is tameh, so hey chaminan. Dizarkin a miktani b'mincha afal pishakula kayemes lo yizrok mincha hudalo yoseres hakaved u'shtei chlayos shapir dami. So minolan Rabbi Yochanan didei amar, meaning as opposed to in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yishuv ben Chananya. So amar kara l'reach nichoach kol shatamal l'reach nichoach, and the shtei chlayos ve'yoseres hakaved are all, achilas mizbeach. It's all reach nichoach. Ve'itz reach lemechtav chelev, itz reach lemechtav reach nichoach. Dikaz rachman chelev, hava min chelev in. Yoser sakavid ushtei akleos lo. Kaz rachman reach nichoach. Vikaz rachman reach nichoach, hava min kol ol reach nichoach. Vafilu mincha. Kaz rachman chelev. Okay, so fascinating. So mincha is out. Chelev and shtei akleos and the Yoseres HaKaved are all in to be defined as a shiur, lahachshir zrikas hadam, aliba de Rabbi Yoshua. Okay, pause. Any questions? Mishnah. Okay, so this Mishnah is going to deal with the question of Tumah Hotra Bitzibor and Tumah Dechuya Bitzibor, and what we mean when we say Bitzibor. So nitma kol orubo, oshayu akohanim temeim, v'akal tahorim, yasu bituma. Nitma miud hakaha, right? If you have yechidim, hatorin osim es harishon ve'atmeim osim es hasheni. Who can remember the pasuk? That this is based on the idea that you have a yachid or yechidim which are nidachim to pesach sheni, but never a tzibur. Okay, Ilan. Okay, good. It happens to be the Gemara. I didn't actually learn it out from that pasuk, but you could definitely say that. Relates very much to the discussion, but in the answer, ish ish kia tame la nefesh, right? The repetition of ish 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 velo tzibur. Okay. So Tanu Rabbanan, Haresh hayu Yisrael tameim v'chohanim u'chlei shareis tahorin, Osha hayu Yisrael tahorin v'chohanim u'chlei shareis tameim, afilu Yisrael v'chohanim tahorin. This is fascinating. Right now, you don't have any Tumas Hagavra. Uchle shareis temein yasu betoma shein karban tzibor chaluk. That karban tzibor has to have an organic wholeness to it. And the big chiddush, I think, is saying that this applies to even cases beyond tumas agav or chle shareis. Amar of Chista, that's exactly right. He says that is the chiddush. Lo shadu lo shenid maasakin b'tmei meis derachmanar b'chalal charev charev hori kechalal. Become a tame the gavra to make kara kimis avid bitumas hagov to kares kamis avid aval nitma hasakin bitumas sheres the basar who to mitme le gavra lo mitame le tahorin avid to meim lo avid. So if Chista says, I can't believe it. The idea of tumah hutra b'tzibor is limited to tumas hagavra. If every kohen or most of the kohanim, or if the entire tzibor or the rov of the tzibor, but klei shareis. That's absurd. So he says, it's only a situation where you have a klei shareis that de facto will be mitame the gavra. What kind of klei shareis is going to be mitame the gavra? Only when it's nitma agav meis, b'chal al cherev. Because then what happens is that it's an av hatoma, right? Just like the mace or tmei mace itself, and it will render any kohen, or frankly shechita ksheira bizar, so any Yisrael, a rishon. But if it's nitma b'sheretz, right, so then it's not going to render a kohen or a Yisrael a sheni. So how in the world, if this whole din is predicated on tumas hagavra, why in the world would you say that a sakin, which is tamei, agava, you know, tumas sheretz, be subject to this din? So Gemara says, mutav. So mutav yochal b'tumas basar b'lav ve'al yochal basar b'tumas agav shehu bekari. So alma kasav rav chista tuma dechuyehi b'tzibur. Right, if you're going to make this distinction, then we say it's clearly a case of tuma dechuya for making a distinction between lav and kares. V'chena Rabbi Yitzchak, as we saw before, tuma dechuyehi b'tzibur. Rava Amar, afilu tmeim nami avdi. So Rava's position was that even people who were tamei, and they would have been aligned perfectly for Pesach Sheni, but then something happens. Let's say the Nasi dies, and then all of a sudden the Rov are tahorin, so they'll participate with the Pesach that everybody else is doing all of a sudden. Now they're part of the Rov. They were previously part of the Miyat. My time with Dechsev Asher Habasar Asher Yiga Bechol Tamei. So kolhecha, you'll see that the emendation is correct. De karinan bei v'habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. Right, karinan bei v'habasar kol tahor yochal basar. Kolhecha de lo karinan bei v'habasar sheyiga b'chol tamei lo yachel. Right, lo karinan bei v'habasar kol tahor yochal basar. So basically what Rava is saying is a situation where you have Rova the Tzibor being tamei, and so the entire principle of kol tahor yochal basar, that only those who are tahor can eat the basar, is off the table, because you already have a scenario where the Karban Pesach is already yiga b'chol tameh. Okay, so now we're going to get into a question that's going to animate, you know, the rest of the daf, which is how do we look at 50-50? So itmar, haresha hayu Yisrael mechza tahor and mechza tamehim. So Rav amar mechza mechza kirov, Rav kaino amar mechza mechza inu kirov. So Rav Amar Mechtzal Mechtza Kerov, Halalu Osin LaAtzman VeHalalu Osin LaAtzman. So let's just dig into Shitas Rav for a second. He says, each of the Mechtzos, each of the halves, is itself a Rov. So if you have a Rov, which is Tahor, because exactly half are Tahor, so that means that, of course, they're going to have to do Pesach Rishon. But you also have a Rov, and this is sort of like a mathematical, just it's fascinating. So you have a rov which is tahor and a rov which is tameh. So the rov that's tameh, so they should, right, then by virtue of the idea of tumah hutra or dechuya b'tzibor, also be entitled to do Pesach Rishon. So that's yeshita. The majority of people that are tahor, it's really 50, but he says, right, that mechza kirov. So the Tahorin do Pesach Rishon, and the Tmeim do Pesach Rishon, because they're a Rov. That's what the Mishnah says. That's the Din of Mishnah. Nidmal Kahal Arubo. So that's what he says. The only thing is, he says they can't mix. Halalu Otsin Latzman, Valalu Otsin Latzman. The people who are Tameh can't be in the Chabura with the people who are Tahor. Because you can't say it's a situation of Tuma, Hutra, Bitzibur. So Rav Kaino Amar Mechza Mechzainu Kirov, Torin Osin Es HaRishon, right? So you don't have Rov of the Tzibur, so those Yechidim, essentially, who are Tahor, obviously do Pesach Rishon. Utimeim, right, who are not a Rov, Osin Es HaSheni. Ikad Amir Rav Kaino, Mechza Mechzainu Kirov, so the Yechidim who are Tahor, Osin Es HaRishon. Utimeim, this is a very fascinating Shita, in Osin Lo Es HaRishon, they can't do either. Right, the only way you could have tumma hutra or dechuya b'tzibor is if you had a rov. You don't. But the only people who can be nidcha to sheni is ish, and they're not yechidim. So, and they're in no man's land. So ones rachmana patre, they're not able to participate in Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. So it's not nitma kala ruba oshay kanim tmeim akal tahorim yase b'tuma ruba huda avdi b'tuma pago pago lo avdi berishon kash to the rav. So I'm the charav ruba avdi chulu b'tuma. So if it was really a rove, 51% even, so then that would be a case of hutra or dechuya b'tzibor, and everybody would participate in pesach rishon pago pago halalu osanatzman v'halalu osanatzman hachanan mistabra. Gemara says Tani Seifa Nitma Miur Akal. If you have 49%, Tohorin Osin Esarishon Utmeim, they're Nidon Ki Yechidim. Even though it could be hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people, Utmeim Osin Esasheni Miur Huda Avdi Bisheni Aval Palgo Palgalo the Avdi Berishon Halalo Osin Atzman Halalo Osin Atzman Elokash the Rav Kaina. So I'm the Rav Kaina Nitma U Miur Akal. So if you have 30% of people who are Tameh, Tahori no sinash rishon, Tameh no sinash sheni, everybody agrees. Palga u palga, but it's 50% exactly. So Tahori no sinash rishon, the Tahorin go ahead and do the rishon. Aval Tameh in no sinash rishon, lo sinash sheni. Hati nech lishna bas for the Rav Kaina, that's exactly what he said. Alach lishna mir Rav Kaina, Tahori no sinash rishon, Tameh no sinash sheni, maik lemeymar. Shem lech Rav Kaina, hu adin, defilu palga u palga, nami Tahorin, Osin Esarishon, Tmein Osin Esasheni. V'haydik Tani Miur Akal, Aydin Tana Reisha, Rubo, Tananami Seifa Miuto. So I'll tell you, it's just for symmetry purposes and linguistics that we use the term Miut, but it really meant Mechza as well. So Tani Kavasi Derav, Tani Kavasi Derav Kaina, Ketrei Lishne. So we have, to make things even more interesting, Brysos that support all three views. Again, Rav's view, which is that everybody does Pesach Rishon, V'halalu Atzman, Halalu Atzman. Rav Kaina's two different views, which is either, in both cases, that the Tahorin always do the Rishon, or the Tzmeim are Nitchin to Sheni Ki Yechidim, according to Lishna Basra, Lishna Kama, according to Lishna Basra, that they just don't do anything. So Tanik Vasi, the Rav Ha'Yisrael, Mechza Tahorin, Mechza Tzmeim, Alos, and Atzman, Alos, and Atzman, Tanik Lishna Kama, the Rav Kaina, Reisha Yisrael, Mechza Tahorin, Mechza Tzmeim, Tzmeim, Tahorin, Osa, Nesa, Rishon, Tzmeim, Osa, Nesa, Sheni, Vitanik Lishna Basra, Rav Kaina, Ha'Reisha Yomechza Tahorin, Mechza Tzmeim, Tahorin osin esarishon utmein enosin lo esarishon lo esasheni. Ule rav lishna bas with Rav Kaina atatana. Tahorin osin esarishon utmein esasheni. Hechi mitartilo. What's Rav going to do with that? He would have said halalo osin latzim halalo osin latzim. Everybody goes rishon. So he says gimon shayu yisrael mechza tahorin mechza tmein. And what was going on here is that the count was impacted by nashim. V'nashim ashlim osla tmeim. Really it was 50-50, but when you add up the women, there are more women who are tmeos than there are tahoros. V'kasavar nashim b'rishon rishos, and therefore we subtract women from the count. Dal nashim mitmein, v'havu luhu, yeah, tmein miuta, u'miuta yidachu l'pesach sheni. L'rav l'shnekamad Rav Kaina, hadhani tahorin osin asarishon tmein in osin lo asarishon lo asasheni, yechim tartila. So again, I'll make an okem to Rav Matartila, kigon chayu yisrael mechza tmein mechza tahorin, v'nashim odfos ala tahorim. Right, if you add up the nashim, right, so they add on to the side that's tahor. Because savar nashim berishon chova, this is the machlokes that we'll get to in Zadi Aleph, that women should fundamentally be included in the count. Uvesheni rishis berishon lo avdi dehavi le miut umiuta lo avdi berishon. So once you include women, so it's over 50% of the population. That's actually tahor, right? Because we said otfos b'tahor. And you docha all of the tmeim to Pesach Sheni, miuta lo avdi berishon. Okay, so avdi miuta lo avdi berishon, v'sheni lo avdi dal nashim minayhu. So if you subtract the nashim, havelu palga upalga, lo avdu b'sheni. The Rav Kahana, what are we going to say about him? Dem palga nami avdi b'sheni. Right, he said, according to one of his Lashonos, that if it's Mechza al Mechza, this was the Lishna Kama, that the 50% who are Tameh are Nidchim to Pesach Sheni. So what are you going to say about the Braisa that supports Rav? The Mepagan Abdi Abdi Besheni, Hechim Itaritzla, Kigosh Hayesho Mechza Tahor Mechza Tmein, Nashim Ashrim Ostahorim, Vekasev Nashim Rishon Chova, Vesheni Rishus, Rishon Lo Abdi, Dahav Lu Pago, 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 Rishon Lo Abdi. Sheni lo avdi, nami lo avdi, dal nashim minayu, once we subtract nashim, minatahor and havelu tmeyin ruba, the tmeyim are the rov, ruba lo avdi b'sheni. Once you have an actual rov, at the time of Pesach Rishon, then are tame, so according to our established principles, That would be the case of Tuma Hutra Bitzibor. Fine. Or Tuma Tuchuya Bitzibor, but either way they do Pesach Rishon. The Rav Kaina had the Tanya Resha Yisrael Mechta Tahor Mechta Tmeim. Halalu Osin Latzman Velo Osin Latzman. Hey Chimitari. So what's he going to do with that? That seems to clearly support Rav. Amelcha Rav Kaina, that's just a Machlokas Tanaim. I don't have to account for that. Tanaihi, Kilamandamar Mechta Mechta Kirov, Kilamandamar Mechta Mechta Eno Kirov. So again, Rav Shita is very compelling, but the only thing that you have to deal with is if you really believe Mechta is a rov, so what you're left off with is the idea that you could have two majorities at the same time. So that is a fascinating, you can ask Mr. Vahedi what he thinks about this, but that if you hold that 50% is a rov, so then you have the following paradoxical but true statement. The rov of the populace is tahor, and the rov of the populace is tameh. I think mathematicians would like that idea. But we have to check with them. Okay, so Gufa. Again, whose shita is that? Not Rav Kaina, that's a shita of Rav. Okay? So, hayu tameim od fin al hatahorin, afilu echad, even by one, right? It's like the, you know, the Florida vote count or something. Afilu echad, so yasu betuma, so there you have it. Lefishein korban sibor chaluk. So that pushes you over the top. That's rove of the tzibor, 50.00000000001% in the popular vote. And that pushes you into the territory of rove tzibor tmeyin, tuma hutra, or dechuya b'tzibor. Reb Lazar ben Masi Omer, it can't be a majority of one. What does that remind us of? You can't have a majority of one. Ilan? Yeah, exactly. Lo siya acharei rabim liraos. Yeah. So lo kedinin mamonos dinin nefashos. So we need at least a majority of two, which functionally speaking, dinin nefashos means a 13-10 majority, because ain't best in shakul. So Blazer ben Masi Omer in a yachid machriya es hatzibur. The Toma Shenemar lo suchal is ba'asach es a pasach be'achad sharecha. Now, what is the simple meaning of that pasach? What halacha does that pasach usually teach us? Eitan?
That you can't bring a pasach on bamos.
Beautiful. So he's using that to say, just like hu adinami, right? Just like you can't bring a Pesach, b'makom, the Yachid, a Yachid cannot be Machriya. You cannot have a majority of one here. The stakes are too high. Korban Pesach is the paradigmatic Korban HaTzibor. The Chabura, the Chatchila, you should have, you know, a Chabura. So lo suchal izvoach as a Pesach be'achad sherecha. So he's darshaning, lo suchal izvoach as a Pesach be'achad. Period, right? One can't be Machriya what's a rov. So Reb Shimon Omer, afilu shevet echad tameh, Usharkol Ashvatim Tahoru, Halalo Osin Latzman, Vealalo Osin Latzman, because a Shevet, in this case, constitutes an entire Kahal. Maitam Adirub Shimon, Kasavar Shevet Echadik recall. Right, that's based on the Pasuk by Yaakov Avinu, Goy, Ukahal Goyim. Right, that this is before Binyamin's birth. Yami Mecca. And so one Shevet is Ikre Kahal. Right, we have the same din, by the way, about Parhalim Davrishal Tzibor. Gemar and Horios. So even if one Shevet is either entirely or Rov Tameh, so that would be considered a Kahal, Kol Kaladas Yisrael Bein Arbayim, and they would participate in Pesach Rishon. Amazing. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Afilu Shevet Echad Tameh, Ushar Kol Ashvatim Tehorin, Yasu Bituma, Shein Korban Tzibor Chalok. So Rabbi Yehuda Savar, Shevet Echad, Ikri Kahal, right? It's called the Kahal. V'havilu Palga Palga, V'ein Korban Tzibor Chalok, V'avdi Chulu Bituma. And at that point, everybody will participate Bituma, meaning even those who are Tahor can mix with the Temeim. It doesn't sound like Halalu Osin La'atzman, V'halalu Osin La'atzman. It's a remarkable thing. Okay. I want to circle back to Tosos, with your permission. There's a Tosos, actually, too, that I wanted to get into. This is on Amud Aleph. So the Baal HaTosos say the following. So, O Shahayu Kohanim Tmeim Yasu Bitoma. So the Baal HaTosos say, right, remember the Mishnah, we had three scenarios. The Kohal, in other words, the populace, the Kohanim, or even Klei Sharis. That's what the Gemara added. So that seemed pretty remarkable. And then the Gemara tried to say, oh, Klei Sharis, that's a situation of Tumas Meis, because that will implicate Tumas Agavra, but not Tumas Sheretz, because that would only be Tumas Abasar. So Tosa says, Avo Pisha Yecholun Li Zohar, Shalo Yigu Babasar, Kevan Di Shtariye Tumas Emurim, right, because they're going to have to put the Emurim on the Mizbeach and their Tamei, Yishtariye Nami Tumas Basar. To Amar B'misha Hayatame, now pay careful attention, Kol Heicha D'Yishtariye Tumas Basar. Right? If you have a situation of tzibur, hutra d'chuya, kol heicha d'ishtarya, this sounds more like hutra, frankly, kol heicha d'ishtarya tumas basar, ishtarya tumas emurim, mashma shem shavin. So, one issue off the bat with Tosos is, how do you know the equation runs in both directions? And every square is a rectangle, but not every rectangle is a square. So the Gemara says, if Tumas Basar is Shari, so Tumas Emurim is Shari. Here Tosos is trying to say the opposite. Here Tosos is trying to say that, yeah, since we know that they're going to be Metami the Emurim because the Kohanim are Tame, right, so then we don't have to worry about them touching the Basar anymore. Tumas Emurim Shari, so then Tumas Basar is Shari. The Gemara didn't say that later. So that's a problematic line. In Tosfos. Moreover, there's a really interesting line Rabbi Kiva Eger here, if you take a look. It says, V'lo zachisi, says very modestly, Lamor al omek divrei makadoshit. Ho'eno heter mitzad tumas basar, shu belav, rak mishum de tumas gavra du bekores. That was the entire discussion of the Gemara. That there's an unavoidable tumas agavra. Hein etzel Yisrael, hein etzel akohanim. Vim Kane, Loteli Klal be a cholin li zor, benegias basar imlo. That's not what our concern is. That wasn't the discussion of the Gemara, right? About the Tumas HaBasar. The discussion of the Gemara was predicated on Tumas HaGavra. Remember, we've been dealing with this discussion for a long time, and this distinction. Where did this distinction come up primarily? In terms of Tumas HaGavra versus Tumas HaBasar? That was the entire discussion of whether the tzitz is relevant to this sugya. Because we know that the tzitz isn't meratza and tumas hagavra. Okay? So, the afim zar yishchot mikomakom hazurika misabe betumas hagov debekare. So he says, I'm having trouble understanding. You know, like Tosos is trying to say, well, you know, we're not so worried about them touching the basar, because, you know, they're going to, you know, have to touch the Emurim. And Rabbi Kiva Eger is saying, is that that's not the point anyway. The point of the entire... So, my kasha notwithstanding, which is, who's to say that Gemara and Sadi Vav really proves anything? Right? That Gemara runs in the direction of Basar to Emurim. So, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, I don't get it. The issue is Tumas HaGavra. And whether or not we can look past that in the context of Tuma Hotra Bitzibur, Dechuya Bitzibur. Nobody, you know, Tumas HaBasar Mandachar Shemei. That's not the issue here. Okay. Next Tosfos. So Lashadid Masakin B'Tmei Mei. So Teimim Kain, Mai Afilu Dekamar Hanurei Shemamish. Right? Hayu Yisrael Tohorin V'Chohanim Uklei Shareis Tmeim. So if it's nidma b'tmei meis, so then, and we're saying cherev areu kechalal, isn't that just a restatement of the first case? It's Yisrael and Tahorim, and the Kohanim are tamei by virtue of the klisharis. Kevet b'tamei gavra machma sakin. So again, Rabbi Kiva Eger jumps in. Let me first read the next tosos. Okay, b'tumas hagof to bekares misavid v'im tomer yishchor b'sakin aruka v'lo yitzdarech likanis lazari nami yochaz asakin v'pshutei chlietz, which are not mekabel tuma v'yishchot. It's a good solution. You know, they can enter the azara. but there's not going to be any tuma conducted. It's not practical. There's just no time for things like that. That's why we have to say, you know, under the time pressures of the Korban Pesach, we're going to have to let the show go on. And things like, you know, do it al yidei pshutei kliyetz, or, you know, you'll find, I don't know, the world's, you know, you'll go to all the Reform Dices members and find, you know, all their sakine marukin, you know, and say, you know, can we borrow these from you guys? Where'd you guys get all of these? So, that's not going to really help you under the time pressures of Erev Pesach. Okay, so Kivaker says again, says, Kashuli, habadi rosh lachar, zeh? Hikshu, to lishchar besakin aruka v'chule, v'im kain zeh gufa achidish. To be kohanim tmeim, mefshar belo dechias kare, so yitzarchul vizrok betoma. Aval besakin takin, tamei salkadaitech delo lidchi. So there's a havamina that when it comes to the sakin tamei, as opposed to the kohanim, or it's tumas hagavra, but a sakin tamei, we should have had a workaround. Delo lidachi, dav efshar besakin aruka, or as we said, pshutei kliyetz, all these other solutions. If it's just a question of sakin, vazorik ya kohen acher shutar mikol makom dachil v'karetz kiteruta de tosos kan de'ein pnai. So once the Balei Tosos are conceding the point in the last Tosos, they're conceding the point that under the time pressure, we're not going to rely on these, you know, kind of fascinating but impractical solutions of pshutei kliyetz and sakin aruch, and we're just going to say it's hutra. So once the Balei Tosos came to that conclusion, right? So he's wondering why before the Balei Tosos had such a hard time with the idea, im kein hainu reisha. Why don't you just say, no, it's not the same as the reisha, because the reisha had kohanim which were actually tamei. And the new case in the seifa was when the klei sharis were tamei. And the chiddush is that even though there were technically speaking workarounds, right, for a kli that's tamei, we could have done it all yidei pshutei kliyetz. We could have done it all yidei sakin arach. But we're not going to make you do that because it's impractical. Shein pnai says, why didn't Tosfos just say then that it's not hainu reisha? And the chiddush is that if the kli sharis is tamei, you go ahead with it anyway. Because that's what they mean when they say in pnai. We don't have time to, you know, do these interesting workarounds. So it's really interesting. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger has a lot of difficulty understanding what exactly the Balei Tosfos are talking about. Okay, so let's just do a quick point of Chazara. I love Rabbi Yeshua Shita. The dam has to be a matir, but he says it can be matir, either achilas adam or achilas mizbeach, but not his outer boundary, nachi?
Chachi.
Unless?
It's chachi, but both achilas and mizbeach.
Meaning? In a word?
And it needs to all be achilas and mizbeach.
When is that true? That Basar is also Achilas Mizbeach. Korban Ola. There you go. Well done, sir. Okay. So, in the end of the day in the Gemara, in terms of what counts as a Shiur, you'll say yay or nay. Shtei Hachlayos. Yoseres HaKaved. Tchelev. Mincha? Okay. So, the Mincha is Ba, Machmas HaZevach, but it's not. Okay. So, then we talked about what conditions generate, right, the requisite for either Tumah Hutra or Dechuya B'tzibur, of Pesach Haba B'tuma. So Rov Kahal, turns out we find out that could even be a Shevet, right? Machlokes Tanayim, whether that could be by one. Lo Suchal Lizboach HaSapasach Be'echad, period, Sharecha. Okay, Rav Masi Ben Charash versus the Chachamim. Kohanim, we get that. And then the category of Klisharis. That was the whole discussion between Tosfos and Rabbi Akiva Eiger. When it comes to Klisharis, can't you find a workaround? Pshutei Kliyetz, Sakin Aruch, all this. Ein Pnai. Okay. Rav versus Rav Kaina. What is 50-50? So Rav Kaina says 50-50 is 50-50. So it's not a Rov and it's not a Miyod. And so there are only two possibilities. Tehorim will always do Pesach Rishon, Rav Kaina will tell you. And the Tmeim, so if they're not a miyot, they can't do Pesach Sheni, because Pesach Sheni is ish ish kia telamed nefesh. The Lishna Basar will tell you, for Rav Kaina, that, you know, they're not going to bring the carbon Pesach that year. It could be millions of people, doesn't matter. Or we would say, well, it's true, they're not a miyot, right? They're not a rov either. And so they'll bring Pesach Sheni, because maybe the din of Pesach Sheni is you can't be the rov. Who's to say you can't be palga? Rav says, no. Mechza kerov, mechza kerov. There are two majorities. 50% is a fact. It's like a, you know, mathematically philosophical question, or a philosophically mathematical question. And if you have two roves, so that means that you can never tell a rove not to do Pesach Rishon. So the Tahorim Yasu and the Tmeim Yasu. But Halalu Latzman v'Halalu La'atzman, because this isn't a situation of Pesach Haba B'Tumma. Because for rove of the Tzibor, 50%, it wasn't Ba B'Tumma. In which case, you can't mix Chaburos. And we saw 50 different brisos in every single direction. And Dal Mehacha Nashim, so I have to come back to whether we can Nashim as a Rishos or a Chova, Pesach Rishon, Pesach Sheni, all of that will have to be discussed in the Hemshech. Okay. Excellent. So, God willing, we will pick it up there tomorrow at 7. That work for people? Okay. Outstanding.